Charlie's bringing me a couple of tools I need for my shirt. Yes. Yes. All right. All right. How many people are Bucks fans? This is not a pep rally for the Bucks. But it could be. This Sunday of Orthodoxy, is like a pep rally to me. It's a pep rally for our church. Now, how many of you remember back to the college days? How many people went to a pep rally in college or high school? How many at the pep rally said, "We're number two"? Nobody said that, right? How many people said, "I hope we lose"? How many people said, "I hope we get embarrassed"? Well, nobody said that. We all said, "We're number one, we'll beat anybody, we'll beat everybody, nobody can beat us." And you all walked out of the pep rally, even if you were not favored in the game, really believing, like, this is our time, we're going to win. And so I always give the sermon on Sunday of Orthodoxy before the procession, because I don't like to do a procession, and while we're doing it, people wonder, what are we doing? Why is all this extra stuff going on today? So I like to do it before the procession to explain what it is we're doing. And so after we do this procession, all the children of our community will be holding icons. And the reason we're doing that today is because on the first Sunday of Lent in the year 843, all the icons were returned to the churches after a 750-year absence. There was a time where people felt that the icons, having icons, was a heretical thing, and they were banned from the churches. And after 150 years of fighting, the icons were returned the first Sunday of Lent in the year 843. And there was a statement that was written at the time by the Holy Synod of the Patriarchate, which talks about why icons are okay, and also means like a pep rally of Orthodoxy. That this is the faith of the apostles, this is the faith of the fathers, this is a faith that upholds the universe. How bold of a statement is that? This is the faith that holds up the universe. And sad to say, in a lot of churches, we have a faith that can barely hold up our roof. It's leaking. Now, this statement is read in every church around the world on this day as a way of firing up everybody who's Orthodox, that this is a faith that's so strong that it's lasted the test of time. It's lasted 2,000 years. It's lasted through centuries of persecution, and still it survives to this day. So the topic of today is not just the triumph of Orthodoxy, but faith. And faith is what Orthodoxy is based on. Faith is what we're doing here. Now, faith is kind of a hard concept to understand. What is faith? You can't hold it in your pocket. You can't put it up on your wall. It's something that you have intrinsically in you. Either you have faith or you don't. Now, the reason why I brought these props out here is because these can illustrate for us the difference between having faith and having no faith. This likeness of something, Tampa Bay Buccaneers, has a weight in it, and I can slap it around, but it'll always come and stand up straight. If I put this outside, and today is a windy day, the wind may knock it down, even most of the day, but it will come back and stand like it is now. If I take this balloon has no weight in it. I can hit it all over the place. And if I put this thing and this balloon out in the parking lot today, and I went out to Panera's, where do you think this will be when I come back from lunch?
Right there.
Right where I left it. Where do you think this will be? God only knows which way the wind will take it. When a person is a person of faith, they can go through life, and life, let's face it, is difficult. And life sometimes is downright cruel. And life smacks everybody around, like I'm smacking this thing around. Sometimes really hard, sometimes for a really long time. But the person who has faith endures whatever that is. Amen. Whether it's sickness, whether it's death, whether it's unemployment, financial hardship, whatever it is. The person of faith says, it doesn't matter how much I get smacked around, I can come back from that. And the person who doesn't have faith gets knocked around like this balloon in the wind, and who knows where they end up. Now, there's a problem in the world today, and that is that the world is encouraging our children to be this, to have nothing that holds them down. It's wrong to stand up and say, I'm an Orthodox Christian. I'm one of these, and you can't beat me no matter what. Our schools, our media is teaching our children to be this. They're teaching us to be this. And what's the problem with this? When a crisis comes, this flies away in the wind. This stands strong. Okay, let's take not so extreme. Let's take not so extreme example of illnesses and death and unemployment. Let's take the basic things. How many people have a child under 18 in your house? How many people, hopefully the children are all outside, how many of those children under age 18 have gotten under your skin this week? That one should be like 100%, right? I mean, not when it goes by where our kids will get under our skin, right? Make us feel like this. But we say, look, I have faith in myself, I have faith in my kid, I'll fix it. Now, I won't ask for how many people have had their spouse get under their skin in the last week. This is purchase a place of peace. I don't want to not have peace here. But if I took a poll, secret ballot, and said how many people have gotten irritated their spouse in the last week, probably everyone would say they have too. Right? Hopefully you don't smack your spouse around like that. Not a good idea. This is a very good therapeutic thing. It costs about like 10 bucks. I had a fun time kind of knocking this around my office this week, some alone with me. So if you have stress, just put one of these and hit it around. You can't hurt it. Alright? But we've all felt beaten down a little bit in our relationships, whether it's with our spouse, our children, our parents, our co-workers, anybody else. But the person of faith says, I can come back, I can stand up strong. A little bit of misfortune or bad time is not going to steal away my faith. Alright, that's what faith is about. So we want to spend this Lenten period and every day of our lives really working on this, putting weight in ourselves, so that we can stand strong in the face of adversity. Again, I wish we could just go by faith. I wish we could just make a certain amount of money and by faith and know that you're okay, no matter what happens in your life. But you can't do that. Faith is something that's inside of you. Either you have it or you don't. And so as you sit and you watch this presentation this morning, ask yourself, am I this or am I this? And if you're this, why are you not this? And what needs to happen in your life in order for you to be this? So that when life knocks you around, you keep right on going. We heard in the epistle lesson that through faith, the saints conquered kingdoms. They did amazing things. They stood strong in the face of persecution. People got cut in half. They got burned. They got murdered. They got all kinds of things, bad things happening to them. And they still kept preaching the faith. They said, no matter what happens, we're going to stand strong in our faith. I mentioned this a few months ago in a sermon, but the greatest period of growth of the church happened during its first three centuries. The church grew by 40% a decade, 40% every decade. And that's because people were standing up and they were willing to die for what they believed in. And people saw that and they said, wow, I want some of that. I want to be like this guy that gets knocked down and always gets back up. I want to be that. I don't want to be this, the flighty person who has nothing holding them to anything. And this is why the church is not growing today. Not just the Orthodox Church, but the Christian Church. Because we have too many Christians who are standing like this, and not enough Christians who are standing like this. And this, my friends, is what God wants from us if we're going to go into His heavenly kingdom. To stand strong, and when life knocks us down, we get right back up again. In a couple moments, we're going to do this procession. And then, and we're going to offer petitions and prayer to God. And I'm going to ask that we all sing the easiest hymn in the world, Gideolation. We all know how to sing that. Let's sing that as we're praying today. And after we come up here to the front and we hear the pep rally speech again, we're all going to confess our faith by saying the creed, saying, I believe that. I'm going to go for that. That thing that you're rallying us to, I want that. And then we'll sing and we'll rejoice. Who is as great a God as our God that provided us this in a world that gives us this? That's the faith of the apostles. This is the faith of the Father. This is the faith that's going to uphold the universe. This is going to blow away like the wind in a mountain dust. As we're doing this procession, I'm thinking of our children that are going to carry the icons And we got to pray for them, and we got to help them become people like this, not people like this. And the other thing that I'm thinking of, and I'm asking for your prayers, I'm not asking for anything else, just your prayers. A very sad thing happened in the life of the community this week. Some new parents lost their newborn child. And those names, although they're not here today, those parents' names are David and Christy, and their daughter, their newborn daughter, is named Alexandra, and her funeral service will be tomorrow morning. I'm going to pray for them, and I'm going to ask tomorrow, whatever you're doing tomorrow at 10 o'clock, if you please stop what you're doing for a minute, everybody can do this, please stop and pray for David and Christy, because they're going through about the worst thing that could ever happen to somebody. Please, please, tomorrow at 10 o'clock, please stop for a moment and pray for them and pray for their lovely daughter. I'm thinking of them when I made this sermon. That's the worst thing that can happen. But you better come back no matter what happens, because God wants us to be survivors of this world, not victims of it. That's the faith that pulls you.